do that. Something Les can sing too.
Yes, I think you know this one.
I don't know if I can sing this key, let's try.
Oh yeah, you do it in a different key, I think.
I don't know, there's a high note here. Let's watch me break it. Another tequila sunrise.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. We are recording episode number 100 out at Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley. All the info about their menu, hours, location, all that good stuff is available at BigDaddyEase.com. They got a Facebook page that's pretty active. So follow them, check them out, stop on in, and find some great food. Now, a year and a half or so ago, creeping up on 2 years, I got the idea to start this little show, this little podcast, and mainly to fill a void for what I saw in local media around here, where a lot of the local events and a lot of the local characters, entertainers, musicians, and folks don't really get a voice in local media. There are very short interviews on local broadcast, both television and radio, where they can promote their events and things, but those are typically limited to 4 or 5 up to at the most like 10 minutes. And that's a little short to get to really know the folks involved. A lot of the politicos, candidates, supervisors, council folks, and mayors, they get their fair share, but a lot of the artists and entertainers are limited to quick little promos, and that's not enough. They've got a lot of great little stories and a lot of great history, and a lot of fantastic art to promote. And that's why I started this. I wanted to be able to get out and about and get to know those folks a little bit better. And I started with two guys that I had worked with fairly regular in my secular business, that being of a photographer. And that was Sky Conwell and Danny Romero. Danny was a guy that I met soon after I moved to Arizona 12 or so years ago. Saw him playing with his band Arizona Territories at Lucy's Bar in Chino Valley, and was really impressed with the level of musicianship that they were doing, the showmanship. They were really tearing it up in that little bar at Lucy's. And it was a lot of fun to watch and to hear. And I was surprised to hear that Danny had not been playing music all that long when I had seen him. He has gone through much in his personal life, in his professional life, and on the stage. So Danny and Sky, who play together quite a bit, more so in the past than currently, I tapped into them as my first guests. So here for episode number 100, I've asked them both to sit down with me again, and we'll talk about what they've been up to. You get to hear Sky quite a bit on here, but not Danny. We want to hear what they have been doing both together and solo. What Danny's been up to, some of the trials and tribulations he's had to face, and he is above all. Aside from being one of the hardest working musicians in the area, a great guitar player, a contractor who is constantly busting his butt to put food on the table, he is also a fantastic storyteller, and his songs really paint an audible film, so to speak. Of when you hear his songs, it really, really does tell a story. So we want to hear some of the stories behind that, behind those songs. So we will be sitting down with those two and a couple other folks very shortly as we plug away for episode number 100 at Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley. Hey, does anybody know a song about a cowboy who overslept?
And there's this cowboy Danny, that overslept. He was half an hour late to the table. It'll become a legendary fable. the tequila sunrise. This whole world still looks the same. Another frame.
What's up, man?
Hey, Danny, why don't you bust that out so we can get some sound check? You know, I've often said that work really gets in the way of my social life.
Right.
I don't.
It's true.
There's a lot of it now. There's more than there used to
be. Hey, I'm big time, man.
I see that. Your 100th show, and now you have double everything you
no,
have.
No, just Ted Leonard forgot to lock his van. That's all.
Right. The very first one that we did, Sky, there was two mics.
Two mics?
Yeah,
two
how many? We got one, two, three, four, five, six.
That was it. There was two mics.
Yeah, now we got six.
That's amazing, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much Ted does not notice his inventory. give a little show. You got to get in nice and tight on that tabletop there.
Oh, okay. Now, seriously, look at all this equipment. That makes me happy for you, man. That's growing. That's awesome.
So the reason why Danny's here, well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. There's lots of reasons he's here. Because we like him.
Well, tell the truth. It's because the police don't know where he's at. That's why he's here.
No, this is, you ever see those things when they send out, hey, you've won free tickets to a football game, and they get you there, and then they show up and arrest you?
Right.
Just sit tight, Danny. You want a spot on a podcast. So one of the things that I really, really remember about our first episode, and that's one of the reasons why Danny and Sky are here, is because they were episode number one way back when. And in over the months, Les, of course, has been on a bunch of times. The British degenerate over here, he's been on a bunch of times. Let me see your hair.
Take
your hat off. It's pink. It's a pretty pink. Or is that coral salmon?
It looks red.
The Brit comedy doc who has been on, I think short of Sky, you have been on here more than anybody.
Orange is a color.
Man, these guys.
Yeah.
No, don't bother us. Carry on your conversation. We're good. We're all right. Man.
It's chaos.
But
it's
one
chaos.
One of the things that was very memorable about episode one was I sat down with Sky and Danny over at the Palace while you guys are you still doing that midweek show or no?
Not really.
You were doing pretty regular back
we
then.
We were, yeah. We ran for a couple years straight.
A Tuesday lunchtime show.
Yeah.
So we went out there early in the morning.
Yeah,
and plugged in and had some conversation and had a good time out there, but about a week before that, over at Brick and Bones, formerly Brick and Bones, which is now Far From Folsom, you guys were playing that Friday night out on the patio, and I had just gotten that recorder. I had just got it that morning, and I ran out and we recorded a little intro. And you guys did a little teaser. It was
right.
Like, it's actually, that is actually listed as episode one because I can't figure out how to change them. But it was like a 10-minute little thing.
Well, that's still on the Arizona Territory webpage,
yeah,
too.
And
the Facebook page,
I threw a little video, YouTube video together of that just to kind of introduce the show. But what's most memorable about episode number one, as now we're recording 100, is during that episode, and you can go back in the archives and listen to it at milehighshow.com, is that these two guys said, hey, you know what we should do for you? We should do a theme song for the show.
No, I knew you were going to mention something about that. I knew that's why
Sky
you
would be
here.
Best for that.
So what I've been doing is just stealing music from everybody, which brings up one of the reasons why Les Lyman is here, because he's going to be working on a whole music copyright ASCAP stuff. So as soon as he posts that episode, I will be shut down. So that will be the final.
Because
we just steal music left and right from every place.
We did. But you know what? Sky's the best for that.
You know what I've been doing? I actually, on this. Well, when we're recording this is a Wednesday. We had just, I just posted this past Monday episode, I think it's 98, and I use a cut off of Sky Daddy and the Pop Rocks.
Which one?
CD. I use Oatmeal. Perfect. On a lot of intros and stuff. That's kind of my go-to. Yeah, that's the one.
I recognized it right away.
I just like it because it reminds
me. How big's the block? I'm still laughing over that, Matt.
Yeah. Danny texted me about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes after he's supposed to be here. He goes, I'm right around the corner. I said, okay, how big is that block?
Dude, seriously.
No, but hey, you guys were the start of this when I envisioned doing this podcast. I had been doing talk radio locally for about a year or so. When that happened, and Danny, you were on my show there in the studio, and one of the things that one, I just enjoy meeting folks and hanging out with them and talking, but on that radio show, I'm really limited. It's an hour-long show. Take out the station breaks, the network news, all that stuff. We're looking at about 38 minutes, I think, is what we end up with. And those are broken up into like little 10-minute segments.
Right.
And because of what I'm doing it for, it's on a local station that I guest host on once a month to concentrate on Chino Valley stuff. Do you remember when you were on that radio station?
I
we'll
do.
Give him a quick plug. John Russ is going to throw something at me. It's KQ&A.
The
talk of the concert.
Right.
Now
it's on my webpage.
Well, this is the thing. What I was supposed to do is tie everything into Chino Valley wise of how we were going to do it. So you and I sat there for about a half hour talking music, talking all kinds of stuff. And at the very end, I said, "Oh yeah, by the way, don't you have a business here in Chino?"
Yeah.
That was my whole tie-in.
Right. Well, Bill Electric, you're all plug.
Plug. There we go. Okay, let's play some more songs. But that was one of the things that I was limited to doing. I didn't, as much as I liked and still like doing that show, doing it and having to find just Chino Valley stuff was a little limiting. And I had several folks tell me, and a lot of it was generated from that show you were on, Danny. They said, you know, this is stuff we like to listen to. We don't want to just hear, you know, infomercials on stuff or, you know, town politics can, you know, sorry to the mayor and council, can get a little boring for me anyway. The things people like hearing are the stories, the backstories, you know, getting to really know the personality. You can't do that in a 10-minute clip.
No.
And I had, based on that show you were on, Danny, I had several people go, hey, that was like one of the best shows. You should do more of those.
Oh, wow.
But because of the limitations of my airtime over there, long story even longer, I decided to start this podcast.
I didn't know that.
To go out and get to know folks. Now, you and I have known each other for 11 or so years.
Yeah,
right around there. Soon after I moved out here, you were one of the first guys I met over at Lucy's.
Yeah.
And one of the only things I remember about Lucy's.
Can we beep that out? Say it again. Yep.
But you guys were, the band that you had intact at that time just blew me away. You guys were having a ball playing.
Well, that was Sky and I.
Was I playing with you?
Yeah.
And who was on bass?
It was Paulie. It was Paulie, Sky, and I.
Was he at your wedding?
Yes, Paulie.
Okay,
that was the original Arizona Territory lineup, which was me, Sky, and Paulie, and Steve Tanzi.
That's right.
I have some pictures you took.
That was a lot of fun.
Crazy times. Crazy times.
That was, he's on headphones. Those were, those pictures are probably much more in focus than my memories of that time.
I didn't know that the podcast was after that interview.
Yeah,
though.
It was. I had been thinking about it, and then the feedback I got from actually folks in the studio were like, "Hey, I wish we can do this more, but this was great." But you got to have more of a Chino connection than just, oh, yeah, by the way, you have a business based in Chino. And then the other radio stations around town, they won't, they don't help me out. John, he won't hire me. So
obviously there's more.
No, but there's just so, and that's kind of one of the things that I saw lacking in this area was, you know, you've got some great outlets that you guys are on quite a bit, like the Morning Scramble show on TV, some of the local radio shows, and Dave Fone, who does a good job, Lindsay Draper, but they're really limited. They're short. Yeah. They got to be to the point, and we don't really get to hear what's going on aside from the one date you're there to plug or the one gig you were there
to
plug. and that's one of the things I like to do.
That's
so
right. That's right.
Let's get some of those plugs out of the way. We're going to go around, and Johnny, you're sitting here, so you can grab on a mic, too, once we get started, because you've been a great supporter of this podcast, been a guest on several different shows, both solo and some of the panel ones. And a lot of people ask me, they said, well, are you trying to do something in place of radio, or you know, are you like trying to separate from mainstream media? And no, because I'm still involved with it. I just think we're another outlet. It's kind of like having, you know, yeah, there's newspapers, there's also magazines, there's also web content. There's so many ways to get information out there. I'm happy to plug away on everything. So let's just go around.
Well, the extra time, Matt.
First off, kill your phone. He's late, and then he interrupts.
The extra time just kind of allows for, you know, more of a personable kind of a show, and like you said, more details. And I really appreciate what you're doing there, Matt.
This is going to be up. It's going to be a couple weeks before this is up. But plug away, Sky. Okay. You've got, just to get it out of the way right off the bat.
Sure.
Your website info, your social media.
All right, my website is skydaddy.net.
You've got another one.
Facebook. I do. I'll get there. But you can find me on Facebook. Sky Daddy Conwell, Conwell. And, of course, I started a new thing as a Johnny Cash tribute band, and I'm really proud of it. And you can find that on the web also, 99yearsband.com.
And what do you got coming up? Why don't you jump ahead, into August?
Got it. I'm really excited to be playing on the Courthouse Square on August the 26th at Prescott Courthouse Square. That's going to be a really nice one.
And
I think
is
we start
that a
about
pop 6:30. Rock show, solo,
pop rocks,
or
full band with the Pop Rocks? I'm also playing at JJ's on my birthday, August 6th, and I'm going to have a whole lot of my musician friends. Les, you're coming out, right?
Yeah.
And Hope Danny's coming out. All my friends are going to come out and kind of help us make some music right there at JJ's. And let's see, I'm going to be playing at the Granite Creek Vineyard on August the 13th. Also at Bucky's on August the 13th. That's a cool one. Bucky's Casino with
nice,
a full band.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you've got, I'm sorry, did I miss it, the Palace show?
No, I don't have any shows at the... Oh, yeah, of course. Johnny Cash on October the 3rd. And I got a Eric Clapton tribute also at the Palace, a dinner show, on August the 22nd. Is that right, Les?
Now, what's the best way for folks to plug in and look at those? On your website or through your Facebook page? What's the most current?
Well, I have a calendar. The most current would be my website calendar.
Okay, great.
Skydaddy.net.
All righty. Johnny, let us know who you are. And what do you got coming up? You can swing that over. That's all right. Don't
Sorry,
knock stuff
man.
Over. Don't
Almost
hit destroyed nobody.
Sky Daddy's guitar there, man. Sorry about that, dude. okay, well, I'm John Rust. Regular listeners of this podcast have probably heard me before talking about my books, talking about Star Wars, talking about Batman versus Superman. By the way,
yelling at me about my ignorance on all of those subjects.
Yes, yes. It's basically the guy who likes nerdy stuff and the guy who's like,
the guy who had friends in high school?
Is Superman the one who's Bruce Wayne? Or I don't know,
not friends, girlfriend.
I'm John Rust. I'm the sports director at KYCA Radio here in Prescott, 1490 on the dial. I handle all the sports reporting, cover all the local high schools and colleges here, what their teams are doing. Also do Friday night football for Prescott High School. You can listen to that starting in late August. And also host the Tri-City Sports Roundup every Saturday on 1490 AM. And right now, you know, with all the schools off and everything, people are saying, well, what are you covering now? Because there's no schools going on. Well, on our Tri-City Sports Roundup show, we do our summer top 10 list. We've already done the top 10 local games of the year. Number one, by the way, was Chino Valley Boys Soccer winning the state championship. Come from behind victory over Blue Ridge. Not going to be doing a live show this Saturday. Next Saturday, we'll be doing top 10 local female athletes of the year. Also, the other thing I do is I'm a published author. I have 5 books out, including my latest one, Fallen Eagle, Alaska Front, which is the story of a UN army invading America and a Marine commando and his girlfriend, who happens to be a heavy metal singer, sort of like a heavy metal, sort of like a female version of Ted Nugent. they form a resistance group to fight the invaders. So that is out right now. And also, I will be up at the Payson Book Festival on this coming Saturday, the 23rd.
So when this comes out, you would have already had a great time.
Yes, actually, yes. And I know I'll have a great time because I was up there last year, had a great time there, sold several books. And by the way, they also have the best carne asadas you have ever eaten at Payson Book Festival for just $5.
He hasn't rehearsed that. He was in front of the mirror all morning just to get that.
Right.
Hey, one of the things I want to get together with you, John, in the coming months is to do a show in conjunction with the Prescott Valley Event Center and the Phoenix Suns D-League team, Northern Arizona Suns, that will that's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll get together we're going to do a sports show, and you can explain to me, because I'm as ignorant about sports as I am about sci-fi. I'm going to skip right over you. We're going to save you for last. Leslie Earl Lyman, not a serial killer. Get in there nice and snug.
Not a serial killer.
What do you got coming up?
It's just never going to go away.
No, it's not.
It's just never, ever going to go away.
What's Les got coming up? And just even if not your gigs, interesting stuff that's out there.
Okay, well, what's going on? Like, when is this coming out? Like, a couple of weeks?
Know.
I don't know. Well, the rest of July, I really only – the rest of July is kind of slow for me, like, as far as actual paid gigs. But, like, I went to the inaugural Far From Folsom Blues Jam last night, and it was great. It was
now,
a good time.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Far From Folsom.
Oh, sure.
What did it? Give us a little of the history, as you know.
Okay, Far From Folsom is the latest iteration of the room that has been known as Coyote Joe's, Brick and Bones, and a couple of other places going back decades. You know, someone told me – people were mentioning names back from the 80s, and I was like, that's before my time. But it's good to have that venue back. Best back porch in Prescott. Like, there is no better place to play outside in Prescott. And this iteration of it, Far From Folsom, is they're going in a kind of an outlaw country way, which I'm glad to see.
Well, let's give us your review. I haven't been out there yet.
Well, you know,
they opened while I was gone.
I played their 4th of July weekend there was me and Sky and a whole bunch of other of us people that do that, you know, after you played, Danny played. That's actually been one of the best things about it is that I go there and I see all my friends because I never see because we're all gigging or doing something else. Last night was like that. Freddie Cisneros, Chuck Hall.
I looked at that lineup that Kevin posted up, and I wish I could have been out there. Unfortunately, I couldn't.
It was a packed house.
A lot of fun. It's great times.
No, it was
I was there.
I don't really have any connection to that place at all.
Oh, that's going to change.
Yeah,
Arizona Territory needs to play there. I'm putting that out there right now. Well, Arizona Territory needs to play there.
August 7th. You're playing there.
Yeah. There's my bass player, Randall. Randall, we play August 7th, right?
Yeah. So we're
that's it for that.
So cool. Well, there you go. It's like I think that like you guys would be perfect. I like it. I like the place. I like the space. I like that it's back open. There's skee ball machines in there. I mean, you know, come on. You know, great food, great music, and skee ball all in one place.
Now, we're sitting here out in the front patio at Big Daddy E's in Chino Valley behind the Chase Bank. What is it, Butterfield? Is that the address?
Yeah.
But you are also one of the regular players patio Friday afternoons.
Second Friday every month. Until Eric comes to his senses, and
but Sky books the gigs out here. You're a regular. Sky's out here. Paul T. Morris comes out pretty regular. Yeah. We've had some great singer songwriters out here, right at Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. He's out in the patio,
absolutely.
And you're also a regular spot for you is Cork and Cuisine.
Yeah, Cork and Cuisine.
Out in Prescott Valley in the entertainment
frequently.
District.
I'm playing out here in Chino Valley. Also, I'm playing. I'm doing some regular shows at El Charro Norte.
El Charro Norte, the old Doreen.
I'm going to be playing actually like in the end of August on the 22nd. I get to be Sky Daddy's side guy at the Eric Clapton tribute. Yes,
I'm excited.
It's gonna be good fun. Yeah, it's gonna be good fun.
And one of the good things to remember about Big Daddy E's Barbecue is they recent addition to their lineup. Is the BYOB. You can bring your own.
Danny is making use of that right now.
Making use of it as we speak. Coors Light.
I'm not surprised.
Coors Light, not a sponsor, should be.
I'd like to point out, Matt, that you're that I'm being held personally responsible for your son bringing chicken nuggets. I'm just saying.
Right.
You know,
we all have our crutches.
You know,
sometimes chicken nuggets are pretty good. Like, you know? Sometimes like, I'm just in the mood for a McDonald's chicken.
I like how
McNuggets.
It's somehow my fault.
Everything's your fault.
I was talking to a good friend.
I fought against it every step of the way.
I was talking to a good friend of mine last night at the jam, at the blues jam. Is my buddy Chuck Murko, ace bass player and all around interesting guy. And he goes, yeah, pretty much like, you know, if you want to find like, you know, like where the malcontents are, you know, like in any room, just look at the people sitting where Les is and you're there. You know?
I love Chuck. I love Chuck Hall.
I used to have a lot more friends until I started hanging out.
The first thing Chuck Hall said last night in the microphone, he comes out and he said, you know, Johnny Cash sure can throw a great party. What a great guy he is.
All right. So we're going to look for Les out and about. And I am saving you for last, Mr. Dan. There's a reason for that.
Okay, we have to give this guy a microphone.
Now, I don't have those electronic filters translators on here. Okay. So we're going to try and understand what this guy. He says he speaks English, but I've watched Monty Python. I can understand them. What's going on, fella?
I have no idea what you've all been talking
all
about.
Right,
I have no clue.
Jump ahead, Dan Nightingale, the Brick Comedy Doc. Websites, first off.
Okay, brickcomedy.com. That's the website. Facebook.
Links to all your social media are on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Okay. It takes you everywhere. Tonight, I'm going to be on at the Tempe Improv.
Tonight's like 2 weeks past, man. What do you got coming up in August?
30th, I'm over in Lake Havasu doing a show in Lake Havasu. And then August, moving forward in August, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in New York. So I'm going to be in Buffalo.
Oh, you're going to be on the road then?
I'm going to be in Buffalo quite a bit at the Helium.
Nice.
You know the Helium? And there's a couple of other clubs out there that I'll be working with. So August, September, I'm going to be out and about more or less.
Very good. Well, we'll look for links. And then, of course, the Mile High Facebook page, we pull and share and steal links to all of our folks. You've been on, I think, aside from Sky and possibly Les, but I think not. I think you are the most frequent guest on here.
I think it's when there's nobody else available, isn't it?
No, it's really? Just, you know. When
does he get a medal for that?
No, no. What happens is when I can't reach Dan, I just go out on the street, set up a microphone. He's bound to show
That's
up
right.
at some
yeah.
point.
I've always been known as a media whore.
Yeah,
so,
microphone whore. Now, you you did a show recently here in Chino Valley that really showed the depths that you're willing to sink to provide entertainment and get some mic time.
That's right.
He asked me, he goes, hey, can you come on out and, like, introduce, you know, do the introduction? Sure, no problem. I'll come out and read off your website and thank the folks for being here. And then he posts on Facebook that I'm his opening act.
There you go.
And then he calls me and goes, hey, I need you to do about 15, 20 minutes. I said, of what? What do you want me to interview the audience?
So it
ended up being a lot of fun to do. I figured you would be very lucky to get like 3 or 4 minutes out of me. Years ago, some 30-some years ago, I did. I dabbled in some stand-up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and quickly realized that is not for me. And then years later, ran across these little micro cassette tapes of the shows I did, and listened to them, and then realized that not only is it not something I should participate in, I should probably not be allowed to step foot in comedy clubs because they were the worst garbage I had ever heard. But I put together a couple things, figuring I'd do, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes or so, and had a lot of fun. Actually threw out pretty much everything that I had prepared, and because of some things that had happened in the news that week with the I don't know what you people over on the other side of the ocean were doing, something about money and immigrants and segregation. I don't know what it was. I worked
Talking
that
about
into.
My relatives. Yeah.
I don't understand how that's across the ocean.
The but what do they call that? What was that called?
The Brexit.
The Brexit, leaving no, leaving the leaving the European Union.
Yeah, withdrawing from the Europeans. Yeah.
So I basically just made fun of Dan for 15 minutes, and it worked out pretty well.
It did work out pretty well.
It worked out well. So again, your website?
BritComedyDoc.com.
And look for links to social media
and all
that good
stuff
there.
It'll take you everywhere, There's some possible cruise ship stuff coming up as well later in the year. So that was.
And you never invited
That's a good gig.
Well,
I'll be your open agent. Yeah.
There you go.
He has me open for him at a office space down the street, but the Carnival Cruise, no. Okay, thanks.
Princess Cruises.
Man.
I have no microphone. I have a good story. He's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, he gives me the date. I was like, well, I don't know.
He goes,
what are you doing like on X date? And I was like, why? So, well, I'm doing the show like over at this place, and like he wanted some moral support. And I was like, dude, you are in a lot of trouble if you're looking to me for moral support. And I'll sit out there and point at you and laugh.
Anytime. Like, well, you know, at a comedy show, that would be encouraged to laugh.
No, it's the pointing that's bad.
Oh, that's okay. And anytime the word morals and Les Lyman are mentioned in the same sentence.
Oh no,
we're in big trouble. Okay,
no. He did a good job. He did because what in the audience was a cop, and you know, he's still here, so he must have done something right. You know,
I had a cop in radio in the radio show the other day, and I had to remind Bill Monroe that it's just a public information officer for the sheriffs. I had Dwight Devlin on, and I had to remind Bill, he's although he is a cop, I don't think you need to clear out everything in your drawer. I think you're good to go. All right, Danny.
Just pick another hiding space.
All right, Danny. Danny Romero. How are you?
I'm great.
That's the first time I've ever seen Danny.
Concerned.
I've ever seen Danny speechless. No, the reason why I wanted to save you for last was one, this show, the 100th, like I said, I wanted to bring you and Sky back. So these guys, thank you for coming in, but I really wanted to focus in on talking with you and Sky. And one of the things that we really want to pick up again, Sky, is for a consecutive number of weeks, we were doing a second show a week.
Right.
And we had Danny Fisher doing some artists' interviews and things like that. But one of the really, really big highlights and one of the ones we were getting the most feedback on was the shows that Sky was hosting out at the Birdcage. It was part of his open mic night, and we would hijack it for a half hour, 40 minutes or so at the startup, where he would pick one singer-songwriter, and they would sit there and talk about their songs, play a couple of tunes.
That's awesome.
And we wanted to get Danny on there, but between you, myself, and Sky with our work schedules, it just never happened.
Right.
So that's what I want to do today.
Oh,
I want
great.
You to play a couple of songs, but before we do, talk a little bit about them, talk a little bit about why, what they mean to you, how they came about, and of course, before we do that, plug away where people can hear and see and follow Danny Romero.
Well, thank you, Matt. First of all, I'm flattered. You did really good. You brought me here for something I didn't know I was going to do anything about. So I'm
yes.
Let me think about this for a minute. So
no, don't think too hard. The first thing,
right.
Just where can
well,
find
my name's
you?
Danny Romero. I was born and raised in Bullhead City, Arizona. I've been here my whole life. And, the biggest thing about me is that I survived necrotizing fasciitis, and I think the older that I get and the more that I realize the average mortality rate is 40%, and I was giving it a 10% chance to live. I think the older that I get, the more I appreciate those numbers and those facts. So first and foremost, I was raised by an incredible family. I was born right here in Arizona, and I survived something that was almost insurvivable. Or if that's a word, Sky, I don't know.
It is now. You're a writer. You just wrote it.
Right. And of course, Sky's been there the whole way with me from the beginning to the end. But I'm an electrician as well. I have an electrical company here in Chino I've had for 10 years. Of course, it's been 5 years since I've wired a house. But we get ready to wire my first house next week. But this contracting necrotizing fasciitis in May of 2011 has sidetracked me for 5 years, but I'm back and I'm stronger and probably, I don't know, better than I've ever been. My company name is Building Electric LLC, and of course I have my band that I love very, very much. It's changed over the years, But it is Arizona Territory, and you can find us on Facebook, the Arizona Territory Band. I do have a webpage, DannyRomeroMusic.com. And I play a lot of places, too many to list. All I can say is go to those places, and you'll find out.
Check out the website, and especially if you're not already, follow Danny on Facebook, because you do post quite a bit about just your day-to-day activity, and not to make too light of it.
Right.
You still get around much better than I do on on what you're working with. So it's very inspiring to see what you've had to deal with. And while you're saying it was a setback of sorts, it's more of a speed bump.
Sure.
And you just kept motoring right over it and conquering that like you have a lot of different things.
Like we all
in your
do.
Life, yeah.
We all have problems. Yeah. I'm not the only one.
Your music, I'm trying to think of when I met up with you. It was probably 2004, 2005,
well,
maybe?
I think it was probably 2005, Sky. 2004 or 2005, don't you?
I moved out here in the tail end of 2004, and I think it was probably like spring of 2005 when I first ran across you guys.
Right.
And... When did you pick up the guitar? When did you start playing?
I started very late. I was 27 when I started my first band. I started really late.
Silver Creek Band.
Yeah, that's right.
What year was that?
2010.
Liar.
Wasn't it, Sky?
No. No, wrong.
Somewhere around there.
Well, when you were 27, so
yeah,
72, 73?
Yeah. I'm fortunate to still have all my hair at this age.
late 90s, early 2000?
2003 is when...
And the
2004.
Reason the reason I ask is because when I saw
when
you
met
playing,
me, I was just started.
And
that was,
that, I didn't know that until, I think, when we did our first episode. I didn't realize that when I saw you,
that was
you
beginning.
Were that new.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
Got to get in nice and close on
there.
For a musician.
That was the very beginning.
He doesn't know much about microphones, my goodness.
Right. Still. Takes me a long time to learn anything, man. I'm a late bloomer.
Now, were you doing primarily cover stuff when you started?
Yeah.
Did you start right off writing?
No, I think the first song I remember writing was for my mother. She passed away in 2003. She was 49. And I think the first song I remember writing was for her. And the second song I remember writing was about Sheriff Joe when I hung out in Tent City for a little while.
Let's take it song by song because I want to know more about that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Les, could you do us a favor? Slide over a couple of those stools. These folks will...
Yeah,
Or not.
Lane in that bar.
Let's talk about that song you wrote for your mom. What? Just tell me the process that you do with that. Is that something that you? Is it something that comes fast and furious to your mind? Is it something that you ponder over and rewrite and retool? Or what's your process?
Well, I'd say it's both, but the songs that end up meaning the most to me, I usually sit down and they go. They write themselves. Those are usually the ones, and you probably would agree.
I totally agree, yeah. Some songs take a long time. Some songs take 5 minutes, and those are the best ones. And those are the ones that get the most response from the audience.
Sky had one when we sat down over at Gabby's a year or so ago. There was one song you played, and I don't remember which one it was, but you wrote it in like five minutes
Pray.
Or something.
It was called Pray.
Wow.
What was the length? What did it take you to write that?
You're right, about 5 minutes. I basically just, wrote it down. I'm like, here's some rhyming words. I wrote it. I was playing around with the chords already. The chords were already kind of written, but they had no words. And so, I had the chords for, I don't know, maybe a month or two or something. But when it's time to write the words, I sat down and write the words. Yeah, in 5 minutes, the whole thing was done. I hadn't made any changes to it, neither.
See, I write. Not in any caliber of you guys or specifically John either, because a lot of what I write is either journalistic, covering an event.
Sure.
I've done some fiction and things, but... For me, my process, I try and do a process, and the more I think about it, the more I tool it and work it, the worse it gets. I have to kind of go with that first gut.
Sometimes, yeah.
And I know of other folks who write in like the fiction genres and things who they'll retool and refine and refine, and that's what they do.
Right.
It's got to work for the creator in whatever it's going to work for them.
Sure.
So what's...
what was going through your head in putting that together for your mom? And what's the title again?
Well, I'd say probably the most prominent would be Mama Raised an Outlaw. And that came, that stemmed from a photo that my fiance took of me hanging a light fixture for her dad. I'd probably been an above-knee amputee for a year and a half at that point, and I was on a 16-foot extension ladder hanging a fixture. And I had my Levi's on, and you'd never, by looking at the photo, she posted it to Facebook, and I saw it, and I thought to myself, man, if I didn't know that I was an amputee, I wouldn't know, just by looking at that picture. And then the fact that I was, you know, 14 feet in the air on one leg, I thought to myself.
But it was a house you were supposed to be in, right?
No.
Where's that outlaw come in? Were you breaking and entering? What was going on?
The outlaw came from the fact that I have one leg and I was 14 feet up hanging a light fixture. That's where that came from. And I thought I could really care less about, I just do what I do all the time. And that comes from my mother because she was a very strong person. She raised me and my sister by herself. I mean, she didn't work till she was 30. She was dumped on her behind by my dad, and she was forced to just do, and that's what she did. And I carry that with me, and that's how I've gotten through everything that I go through. But my point is looking at a picture of myself on a ladder that high up in the air, being an above-knee amputee, I thought to myself, man, my mama raised an outlaw. And then I just wrote it. I mean, literally, like Sky said, because Pray is a beautiful song. I'd love to hear it before
we
go.
Let's hear Mama Raised an Outlaw. Why don't you play it? Give me it. Let me get set up here.
Scott, you want to play with me?
I'd love to. Thank you.
I'd love it if you did. Well, Mama raised an outlaw and doing things that no one ever saw. Mama raised an outlaw, unrefined, jagged edge, and raw. And back in desert, far and wide, ain't so sure on where I've been. Taking in my life, I said I tripped up a time or two. Did what I ain't supposed to. Playing with my hillbilly band, you never know where I'll land. Guess Mama raised an outlaw, doing things that no one ever saw. Mama raised an outlaw, unrefined, jagged edge. Raising hell in them honky tonks, drinking something I ain't bought. Picked a fist fight or two, but I always fought my way through. I cranked up on AC/DC, running so fast you'll never catch me. I plucked the bridle once or twice. Yeah, don't mess with me, I'm nothing nice. Because Mama raised me. Jagged edge and wrong.
Yeah. Woo! Nice. Yeah, it's all right.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. That's all I can think of, man.
You messed up the chords there when we started. I thought it was me that was messing up.
You know, and he just said that in public for the whole world to hear. You could have saved that till later.
That was real good, except for that part how you butchered.
It's okay. I'm the only singer I know that can sing in one key and play in the other.
That's how you can tell Sky is your bro, man. Because
the critiques are supposed to take place like in the green room after the show, guys.
Hey, this is a Mile High show. We don't have a green room, brown room. We don't even have a room. That's our studio right there, that maroon van.
That was fun. Thank you, Danny.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic.
That one wrote itself, like Stacey. Yeah.
All right. What was your what was your Tent City Blues? What's the backstory to that, and how much is still protected under statute of limitations?
Right. No, you know, I copyrighted all my songs. It's a fairly easy process anymore, but.
No, I was talking about the activity that got you into Tent City.
Right. No, I think that part's over. I got busted for drinking and driving when I was young, and it happened to be in Maricopa County. And, I ended up in Tent City, and I'm going to tell you, man, it was miserable. The lights never go off. The sound never ceases. Every thief and crook is laying right next to you, and everybody tells a lie.
That sounds like our house, Anthony.
No, it ain't. Because if it is, I ain't doing any electrical work over there. You know what I mean? I already been to
that
place
why?
Before.
Is that why you have it? It ranks right up there with my new theme song. Is getting that outlet plugged in, man.
Do you have to wear the pink underwear too?
No, I wasn't in there long enough.
Now, did you write it while you were there? After the fact,
was it going
through your head?
I was there in August of 2001.
August in Phoenix, man.
Yeah. It was miserable. Ooh. And all they had was really the big green military tents, and they put fans that are probably 8 feet in diameter at the ends of them,
just
on
to
one
move
end.
The air.
Yeah, and I was right by the fence line, so the work furlough guys, they'd come back and they were throwing stuff over. They were throwing contraband over the. As soon as a guard would look, seriously, a guard would look the other way. And the tent would get pelted with contraband.
Wow.
And everybody just looks the other way. You don't make that your business.
Now, many years ago. Yeah, he's got his headphones still on. I got to spend a little bit of time. No. It was. How old do you think I am, man? don't laugh.
really, man? Best straight line all afternoon. I'm just.
No, I got to spend a little time in a resort we used to call Santa Rita, in Alameda County, out in the middle of nowhere, and I was terrified in going in.
Right, it's
absolutely
it's
terrified. I was issued out my little jumpsuit. Well, it wasn't little. I was issued out a jumpsuit, and got my little packet with a little blanket, a pillow, a toothbrush, little stuff. And I walked into the pod, and there was 40 guys in this pod, just a bunch of bunk
beds.
Put my stuff on the bunk, went 10 feet away to use the restroom, came back, and everything was gone. I'm just staring at nothing. And I said, this is going to be like.
Yeah.
And I walked on downstairs to the general area. It was all indoors, to the general area, picnic tables, a couple TVs. And I looked across, and I saw somebody that I grew up with. And it was very evident he was kind of running that little area. He was yelling at people.
You got your stuff back.
No, well, this is so and I hadn't seen this guy in 8-9 years. Big, buff dude, and he's getting his hair cut.
Right.
And I sit there, I says, I'm either going to reacquaint myself with an old friend, I'll be relaxing in the infirmary.
Right.
So I went up and sat behind him, which got a bunch of dirty looks right off the bat. And I looked up. I says, man, you call that a haircut? I'd get a bag to put over that head. And it got quiet. And then Rusty Shine turns around and looks at me with death in his eyes and starts cracking up. What are you doing in here?
Bullet avoided.
I go back upstairs with him, and I had 2 or 3 pillows, a couple of blankets, all kinds of a Snickers bar.
Oh, dude, a Snickers bar. Wow.
And then he starts walking me around, and because when I got there, it was kind of a relaxation time. There wasn't a lot of people in the bunks. And then it looked like not so much a high school, because most of these guys didn't get to high school, but it was like a junior high reunion. There was out of those 40, there was probably a dozen in my pod who I went to junior high with. And in the communal area, there was probably another 20 or 30 that I knew from the neighborhood and stuff. So we just played a lot of dominoes. Drank a lot of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate was hot water with a Snicker bar crushed up in it.
Well, you know, speaking about what you get issued, they held me in a tank for a while, for about 6 hours. It was miserable, of course, and then they pull you out of there. The chain gangs are going by because Sheriff Joe still has the chain gangs.
Yeah,
so you can hear him out there.
Old school for the intimidation factor,
yeah.
Almost, right?
You can hear him out there. There's women, there's men, there's everybody in there, and you can hear it all taking place outside of
the
cell.
And then the combos, the men, the women.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they let me out and take me to the yard, and, of course, my hair was long like it always is, and the guard said, well, you're going to have to cut that hair. And, you know, me, I was like 23. I was like, are you kidding me? It's taking me 8 months to grow it out. He said, well, you need to cut it. And I said, well, what if I don't want to? He says, well, you go to lockdown. I said, well, what's lockdown? He said, it's about an 8 by 8 cell with four guys in there and you.
Cozy.
And I said, where do I get my hair cut? So I'm thinking, seriously, I'm thinking there's a barber on the yard. All right, so they drag me out to the yard. They give me, you know, our military blankets, those old wool things that your parents bought when you camped, and it saved money. It itched all night long. They issue you those and pink sheets, a pink pillowcase, a pink sheet, and a wool blanket. And if you're me, a razor and a pair of shears.
Do it yourself?
She handed me the box of shears. I said, well, what are these for? She said, well, you got to cut that hair. I said, who's going to cut that hair? She's all, you're going to cut that hair. I said, I got to cut my own hair? She's all, or find somebody else to do it.
You're going to hand somebody else
some
shears?
So I walked away. I went into these bathrooms. They're concrete and steel. They're on the yard outside of the tents. And the mirrors are like those the circus mirrors. When you walk in, they're all wavy and stuff, you know. So
some of those make me look better.
Yeah. Yeah, you look like a giraffe, you know, when you go in there. You lose some weight, but you get taller. For me, it did really well. But my point is there's blood all over the sink counters because everybody's dry shaving. They don't give you shave cream. They force you to shave with the old plastic Bic razors and cut your hair. So I found this guy. He had a big swastika on his arm. You know, I'm wearing boots and jeans. He's like, hey, Lane Frost was my cousin. He said, why don't you let me cut your hair for you? And I was like, seriously, that's what he said. Lane Frost is my cousin, you know, one of the most famous bull riders that ever lived, of course, died. He showed me his ID. You know, it said Frost on the end of it. I was like, well, you know, why don't you shorten it up on the sides, keep it long on top. Yeah. Okay, so that happened.
I'd like the number six.
I go back to the guard, and she says, well, I had long sideburns, and she's all, well, you need to cut those sideburns too. So I had to go back in there and dry shave, and it was miserable. They send you out to, I guess, what would be a pod, which is a big, probably 20 by 60 foot tent, and two steel bunks, military bunks, one on bottom, one on top. And that's how you survive. And the place never sleeps. The lights are always on. It's always noisy. It's always loud. And people say what you said. They say, well, it's like day camp. We just play cards and watch TV. And I was thinking, I'm never coming back here again.
So what was the result?
That was 15 years ago.
Well, and how long were you in for?
I was only in for 3 days.
Okay, so a weekend stretch.
Yeah.
And out of that came?
Out of that came this.
Play it.
Can I join you?
And the fact that I told those guys when I left, I said, you'll never see me here again. You know what they did? They laughed in my face. That was 15 years ago. Oh, 2, 3, 4. It started out on an Arizona highway. That law was behind me going my way. And before I knew it, they had me walking line. Well, wouldn't you know it, I did just fine. They probed my eyes with bright light. That damn officer said, son, ain't working right. Got the tent in city blues, nothing to gain, and so much to plus, they wrapped them around me, threw me in a car. And now I'm thinking, Lord, why did I leave the bar? They took me down, threw me the book, and let me go. But first off, I fixed in to meet old Sheriff Joe. They set the date I appeared in court. Yeah, minutes telling my day in jail was gonna be short. I got the Tent City Blues, nothing to gain and so much to lose. Well, Tent City Blue line on this military rack. First like hell, Lord, killing my back. 110 degrees under that desert sun.
And what my time never gonna get done. Looking through the chain link at the free world out there. Sitting here in my pink underwear. 10 city blues living the game. So much to love. Well, I self-surrendered, they threw me in a drunk tank. I was thinking, God, when I get out, cause all hats stink. They took me down to the yard, the guard taking care. Yeah, here's some shears, go cut that long hair. When I found an outlaw, said they cut it up just right. Well, worst damn old haircut seen in my life. 10 city blues, nothing to gain. So much to love. 10 city blues. Military rack, dressed like hello, he's killing my back. 110 degrees under that desert sun. Well, Lord, my time never gonna get done. Yeah, looking through the chain link at the free world out there. Sit here in my pink underwear. I got the 10 city blues, I'm in the game. So much love.
Okay, Sky, your thoughts on the performance level? And then you
that was perfect. Perfect. I miss playing with you, Danny. It's been a while, and I'm missing it. Missing it like crazy.
You and I together were always better together than we were apart.
Yes.
I think.
So yes. What else? Another original. What would you like to play about?
We'll finish it out with a third song. Okay. Well, I'll do another one. But I'd love to hear Sky do "Pray" before we're done. How about that? If I sing one more, do we have time for him to do that song?
He's got all the time you want, man.
I'll do one more, but I'd love to hear you do "Pray" if you don't mind.
Of course not. I whenever somebody requests a song, I write. I do it. That's my rule.
It's not mine. But.
You want to do that one now? You want to do that one now?
Let's do
one of yours.
Okay.
What's another original that you love playing?
God, I've forgotten.
The one in E.
E's a good key.
You know, let's
gone
do
done
o,
it again.
Oh, DeBody.
All right, cool. Let's
do it. Talk about it first. Let's hear about it.
No, I don't want to. I wrote it for somebody I don't like.
But it's a good song.
Oh, now you have to tell us,
no,
man.
I don't want to talk about that SOB.
Change the name to protect the guilty or the innocent or whatever.
Danny,
I got tons of songs that just aren't right anymore with my new life, but they're good songs. I'm going to keep on playing them. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I'll okay. I know what you're saying.
Give us the family friendly version.
All right, so there's a friend, an old friend of mine who I did some acting with. He's actually a pretty talented director and writer, screenwriter. He's actually phenomenally incredible and talented, but he just, like Sky always said, he's got no follow through. So you put all this work into something, everybody puts all their energy out, and nothing happens.
You know exactly who he's talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
So I'm not going to say his name because he don't deserve it. But I wrote this song for a film of his after I watched the rough cut of it, and I was so enthralled by the film and the intensity of it that I came up with this.
And the name of the song again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The song is called Ode to...
Bodhi.
Nobody.
I like that one better.
Ho! Oh!
fighting alongside Johnny Red, blood running from his mouth. The Union took everything that it ever loved. Swore out his vengeance to the good Lord up above. With fire blazing hot as hell from the Colt 45. Though they were after him with those hands in same in his Lord. But he'll rub steel, cussing, fighting, raise hell all night. With a pistol in his hand, spreading fear all across the land. But his heart belonged to Dixie, always got him through. Life is an outlaw, he knew. Nothing else that he can do. Hey.
Mr. Sky,
oh yeah,
tell us about Prey.
Oh gosh, again,
again.
All right, this was a song. I don't want to talk too much about it because the words pretty much speak for itself. I'm a musician, you know, and that means I got emotions, and I got, you know, I respond to my emotions and my feelings a little bit differently than most people. I guess you can call it depression or what do they call it?
Psychotic.
Sometimes.
Tortured
sometimes.
Artist.
And Danny, you're the only person who I would let you say, no, I'm just kidding. A little, you know, the highs and the lows, manic depression, what they call it now, bipolar. That's a little bit of me. You may have seen me, and it's like, Sky depressed, struggles with depression. Every time I see him, he's smiling, he's having a great time. Well, that's, then you don't really know me that well. And so during some of my bad times, and I thank God they're done by now. Having nothing but good times for the last, you know, year and a half. So, but during my bad times, I wrote this song right here, and it's called Pray. And that's all I want to say about it. Is that all right?
Kick it off.
Wrote another song today, a song I'll never, ever play. I ripped it up, I threw it away. It said all I need to say, just to pray. I drank a lot of wine today, didn't take the pain away. Nothing matters anyway. That's all I want to say, just to pray. Smoked a little weed today, it didn't take the pain away. There's a price I've got to pay. That's all I'm gonna say. Just pray. Wrote another song today. A song I'll never, ever, ever, ever play. Nothing matters anyway. That's all I'm gonna say. Just pray.
That don't give you goosebumps. Nothing really. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna close out now. We're gonna close out, and I don't care what you guys play. I don't care what you guys play.
I got to sing a little bit ripping on you. So it's all
good. Let's pick something that you guys can all play together. Anything.
This is the wrong guitar for that.
Oh, well, what do you want? Play something.
This is the wrong guitar for that.
Yeah, I'd love.
Let me get a.
Go ahead.
I have an instrumental piece I'm gonna do. This is something I've been fiddling around.
Oh, is this the one that you're going to play at the Clapton show?
Yeah, actually, that I wasn't going to do that, but yeah, maybe I'll do that one.
I love this tune. I love this tune.
Danny ain't heard that one yet.
No, so. I
ain't. Here, let me give her an intro. I'll just get down here. It's good. Anyway, I lived in Hawaii for, a good decade or so. Between being stationed in Pearl Harbor and I was in the Navy, and then when I got out, because I was young and single, and who wants to go back to Virginia? You know, I'm in Hawaii. So I met the woman I'm currently married to. It's the only woman I'll ever be married to because it's too hard. I don't think I could do her again, man. It's, you know, you only give your heart in love. In love a country, I think you give your best only one time. You know what I mean? And we were living at we were living in Wailua, which is just up the coast from Haleiwa. It's on the north shore, but like it's miles away from the surf. And I lived in probably one of the most beautiful places I ever. We were poor, you know. You have to be rich to live like to be poor there. It's right. Expensive, and they have a way of playing there called slack key. That I need to get my slide. Can you get my slide out of my case there? Because I was going to do something else. I had this whole other thing in mind. Oh. Yeah, it'll be up there. Careful, it's glass. It's glass, and it's made out of an antique bottle color.
That's cobalt blue.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll make then that's
no,
hard.
That's rare.
It's hard.
That's a real cobalt blue. Wow.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a dude. Bump me, man. You're like the first person I didn't have to explain that to.
Yeah, no, that's rare.
So. Anyway, so this is just an instrumental piece about Hawaii.
Let's drop that down.
It was a whole part of figuring out how to like play this thing open tune.
Sure.
So, you got a level? Thank you.
That was beautiful. You tricked me there, Les.
Oh, well, you know.
Now, if you want to see Les do that live, come to the Eric Clapton Show at the Palace on August the 22nd. Dinner and a show for just $32. An hour and a half show of Eric Clapton music plus that song right there.
All right. Hey, what can you guys play together? Play something out. Pick something.
Let's do the old one that everybody knows.
I know
let's do
you're talking about.
Right. Go ahead.
It is an E, in fact. Was that the one?
Yeah. Well, I hear the train coming and rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine. Don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Keep dragging on. That train keeps a rolling on San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, never play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I hear that whistle blow, I hang my head and I cry. Sweet! If they free me from the prison, that railroad train with mine, I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. I bet the rich folks sitting in a fancy dining and car there. They drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I can't be free. Now that train keeps rolling. It tortured me.
Very nice, guys. Very nice. Thank you to John Rust from KYCA, the Brit Comedy Doc from Brains and Laughs, Leslie Earl Lyman, Danny Romero, and Sky Daddy Conwell. This has been the Mile High Show from Big Daddy's Barbecue in Chino Valley, episode number 100.
Woo-hoo!
And I ain't dead yet. Thanks for tuning in.